Professor?
Hi.
I'm surprised I caught you so late. Do you mind if I come in for a sec? Sorry to bother you. I just know these aren't really your office hours. But were you about to take off? Well, it's nothing in particular. That's why I didn't want to. I just wanted to talk to you about registration next semester. Nora, when I talked to her last, she said that you'd be my advisor now that my GEs are done, so. No, that's one of the things I needed help with. I've been having a hard time navigating the website. Well, I'm not trying to be helpless, so that's why I've come here. But no, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't really think about it, but I could have gone to IT before I bothered you about kind of that low-level stuff. I know you're not really paid to mess with that sort of thing, so. I hope you have a good night. No, let me figure it out. I'll get back to you. I'll be better prepared next time, I promise. Good night, Professor. Don't stay too late, okay? Yes? Sir? No, I don't see her out there anymore, but I said bye to her on my way in. She was kind of packing up her stuff. Yeah, thank you. I'll take a seat. I've been wanting to read Zen. He seems like up my alley. Howard Zen, I was looking at your bookshelf. Oh, sorry. I was just asking if you like Howard Zinn. Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, but, you know, I trust you with that kind of thing. I trust your opinion, so. Okay, yeah. That's the portal to, and you click on resources. I've been clicking on the More tab. That makes so much more sense. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for showing me that. That clears up a lot. I did. When I left, they didn't have a lot of college transfer credits, so it was a pretty small high school. I've been loving it, actually. She's so funny, and she shares really beautiful poetry, and I like that she just kind of lets us focus on what we're reading instead of, you know, a bunch of busy work or something. How long have you guys been married, if you don't mind me asking? That's actually, I was born the next year. Professor, my schedule wasn't the only thing that I was kind of curious about. Do you know what I did differently on the last test that got me a C versus the? Okay, I didn't realize that was underlined. Okay, that makes sense. I sat down for the test and I realized I hadn't looked at the decades at all. I just didn't think it really affected my grade as much before now, I guess. Well, thank you. I suppose I could try to do better then. If you think I can. Yeah. I'll check him out then. I like how it seems like he has a more democratic approach to history, you know. I'm really glad I took your class, Professor. I'm gonna miss having you next semester. I didn't think you and I had any classes left. No, I'm not disappointed. That sounds amazing, actually. I'm very medieval curious, so that was very cheesy. I'm sorry. No, I'm actually from down the coast. I'm here on a volleyball scholarship, so I'm not totally sure. I like archival stuff, maybe, but I kind of want to see what happens, you know. I've always loved history, and yeah, even as a kid, you know, Joan of Arc, the Titanic, the Donner Party, you know, I was more of a kid. Maybe I'll be a college professor. Do you like it? Just okay? Yes. Good benefits. Summer's off if you want. Annoying students bothering you at whatever time it is. You don't have to lie to me. I don't particularly care for us, so. That doesn't mean we aren't annoying, you know? I even say things that I find annoying, like right now. Other teachers. Well, you're married to one, so it can't be that bad, right? I guess I'll let you know if I'm still annoying as a teacher. She did? I think she's wonderful too. It was really touching when she knew my name. Right away. She did? Sir, that's not, that's not Professor. I mean, what do you think? What do you think, sir? I have been so scared to look you in the eye. I've just been so scared that if I even looked at you, you'd know. She figured me out without even us all being in the same room together. I just didn't know it was being that obvious, I guess. But, what gave me away? Oh my god. And if she finds out that you and I are here together, alone, if she fails me, and you lose your job? What if you, I didn't even. No, wait. You're one of the best people I've ever met. That's why I wanted you in the first place. But if you're touching me like this, and you're married, and you know what this means to me. You're just not who I thought you were. You're just not. How can I let you touch me? Touch you. Professor, I'm young, but I'm not fucking stupid. You expect me to believe your wife would be okay with this? Especially at the school you both teach at. With this student? I know. I want to believe you. I want to trust you. I don't think that even kind, academic, smart, humanistic men like you are above lying to get pussy, Professor. No. But I know that you're a man, and I've seen what I've done to you. How I've made you. I've seen you put your hand in your pocket just to try to like push down your hard cock after looking at me. I mean, I can still see how hard you are for me. Even then, you never even look at me anymore. Just kind of dart your eyes to the ceiling. As soon as your eyes hit me. Which is why I kind of wonder if you're allowed to fuck me, Professor. Then why haven't you? Why haven't you even tried? Why haven't you tried to fuck me? Let me have it then. Let me have it then, please. Please. Please, I'll be good. Oh my God. I've seen you break up so many times in class. I'm excited to see it for myself. I've thought about sex Mm-hmm. I don't care about that. Shh, please, please, please. Can I?
Use the head for a sec. You're so eager to put it in my mouth. I want to suck it good for you. I want to make it worth your while.
I do have a question. It's gonna sound so fucking fucking stereotypical and Freudian. No, you know what I want, okay? Can I? Do you mind if I call you daddy? Fuck my face, daddy. How many times I've imagined being under a podium, sucking your cock. Oh, I know it's cliche. I want it so bad. I'm trying to make you buckle and make you feel good with my mouth while you teach me. Sometimes that kind of stuff is all that kept me awake after I stayed up all night touching myself to you, so. Of course, oh yeah. Of course. Do you ever think about me when touching yourself? Oh my
I like when your balls slap me underneath my face. So sexy. Sexy daddy. Your balls so soft. Sexy when they slap my face. Is it okay? I know they can be sensitive. Is it okay? Me too. I just want to be filled with your cock. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready, please. Touch me, please. Couch. Should I ask if I'm the first one you've taken here? Well, then I'm honored. Not even
Dr. Mrs. Daddy.
You don't want me to talk about her. Not even about how you could share your cock at the same time. I don't mind sharing the black leather couch. I believe it's getting cold. Pound into her stuff. I'm not being brat daddy. I just, make me. Call me your little girl. I want to be your little girl. I want to be the little girl who sucks your cock, please. Picture saved on my phone from your website of you holding your butt, just imagining your fingers and my pussy in my mouth. Yes, my pussy feels good. You're eating me so good. I thought your beard was so sharp on me. Is that why you grow that? Oh, so you can eat my pussy. Then make me. Make me like my pussy juice up big. Do you like when I'd wear those skirts for you? Do you think you'd be up on one someday doing this to me? Oh my god. Okay, yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You're getting me, please. Ah. It is hard for me. I don't care. I want your cum, Professor. I want it to pump inside me. How many times have I imagined you having women be a bit the sort of person to take advantage of me? I was hoping. Do you pump your cock to me? Do you feel guilty jerking your cock to your student? Yes, what does it say about me? I was hoping you would jerk me off to me. I get dripping wet when I see it bulging for me. It's so distracting. So distracting. You're so good at one of the Susie. Oh, whisper in my ear. Fuck me like you fuck her when you're pretending like it's me. You don't like when I mention her? I thought you were loud. God, that's good. God. I knew you were too good for your own good. I knew a man like you must be filthy behind the scenes. You had to have some kind of vice. I just hoped it was for college girls. And I was right. How many times did you tug your cock to me, Professor? It's okay. I know there are other girls. I know. In your dreams, when you think about being pulled in by a wet, tight, smooth pussy. There are other girls there. Why be a college professor if you can't even have fun in your fantasies, Professor? I knew you loved to jerk off to all the young pussies in your classroom. I love getting dressed and picking the perfect thing for you to take off. Oh, I'm about to come. I'm gonna come, I think. Hit me, fuck me. Come. Put your thick fucking cum in me, brilliant. Oh, come on, pretty please, Professor. Oh, my pussy feels so good. I want you to breathe me, come on. Put your thick dick in me, come on. Come on, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, I'm so wet for you. I'm so wet for you. I'm so wet for you. Come on. Oh, come on, don't torture me, come on, move in me, please, don't torture me. I think I'm That was fun. Oh my god. Thank you. Oh yeah, I can't feel good. I want to do that again. I meant what I said. If she wanted to come have fun with us, I don't mind. Or not, I don't know. If that's something you guys do. But I already have an A. I don't need your help. F you. There's your F.